Hey, Sister Robin.
Yeah.
Guess what?
What?
Today we had a slower day, but we still got
tons of things done.
Yeah, it still was an active day, wasn't it?
It was very active.
Hey, hello, everybody. We hope you're all doing well. It's audio edification time, uh-huh. And again, we had a little bit of slower day today. Didn't travel far at all. We moved to another area for a new parking spot, and, well, as usual, we did some witnessing as we go.
We did.
So we're either doing events or standing outside religious places, or we're just telling the truth out in the streets somewhere. So
oh, yeah.
You have one you want to share with us today, Sister Amin?
Oh, yeah. So after I got to do something that was like a nice treat, what did we do?
Oh, yeah.
We went to the laundromat.
Yep.
And what happened when we pulled in the parking lot?
Yeah, guy.
This man was riding on a bike and
he was waving.
He saw
our gospel signs that I wasn't going to even witness to him. I didn't know what he was doing. He looked like kind of maybe a homeless guy.
It was a strange area, too.
Yeah, it was a kind of a low-end area. I didn't know what he was doing. And then he said, God bless you. And I went and talked to him, and I gave him a gospel card. And he said, I'm going to have to look into this. He said, maybe I'll contact you. I'm going to look into this when I get home. So that was kind of neat. Perfect timing when we went in the laundromat. Then I put some gospel cards up in the laundromat.
Yeah, and I still got a van full of damp clothes, still drying,
but it's clean.
That's okay. Oh, yeah, it's clean. It'll be dry by tomorrow. You just keep pushing them around.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for that. So after that, it was just like right across the street, Brother Tupos had to go into a store there.
Tool store.
Yeah, before he
still did. Trying to get a tool to fix the shocks on our van. I'm working on it.
Yeah, let's see.
I'm getting there.
He's pretty determined. I'm pretty sure he's going to find a way
or
another. So I saw a store there, they call it a Save-A-Lot or something, and it's kind of like a lower
Is that a brand name store, Save-A-Lots?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, we don't see them all over the place. Yeah. I thought I would just run in. I just wanted like two things. I wanted some spinach, and I wanted a zucchini. And I went in there, and I ended up finding a 5-pound bag of potatoes for a real good deal. I got my spinach, got my zucchini, and then I found some, what else did I find?
Oranges.
Nope, not yet.
Oh, I thought you
looked at the oranges, and it said something about having some kind of coupon, and I thought, I don't know if I want to deal with that. I don't know the store and how it works. I went to the other, I kind of wandered up and down the aisles looking for somebody to witness to, and it was like, I think it was 99% Spanish people in there.
Yeah.
And they weren't, like, speaking English or nothing, so I wasn't sure about that. But I get over by the cheese, and I see this big bag of cheese for $1.99 with a coupon, and I thought, oh, I got to look this up. So I went online, found the coupon. I thought, well, that was easy. They got the ones for the oranges, too. So I walked across the store.
What, do they have, like, a website where you go on to get their coupons?
I guess so, yeah. Okay. So I walked back across the store. I got my arms loaded. And I'm picking through the oranges in a woman in a scooter chair. My scooter chair witnessing.
Lady. Yeah.
She's sitting there.
You're good at that.
Yeah, she was like, digging through. And I told her, she asked me about the coupon. I told her how to do it. And when we were done, I gave her a gospel card. Told her a little bit about it. And I wasn't going to sit and bother. I started walking away, and she started asking me questions.
Nice.
So I'm standing there with both my arms loaded, and I'm talking to her. I don't know, we talked maybe 5 or 10 minutes. She was asking questions I was sharing with her.
Yeah, people get kind of fascinated with our life because there are not many people do what we do.
Yeah, right. And she was interested in the truth. And so I was going over man-made religion and the lies and stuff. And then she's kind of looking me over up and down. And said something about Torah, and I told her, no, we don't keep that. We're in the New Testament, and I explained all that. And I said, the Word of God does tell God's holy daughters, his godly women, how they're supposed to dress and cover themselves. I said, I'd be happy to help you on that and any other questions that you have. And it was right about that time she had about enough, and she's really nice about it. She said, well, thank you very much, and if I want to, I'll email you on there. And then so I get in line, and it's like super-duper long. And I'm standing there, and this lady behind me, I was talking to her just a little bit, and my hands were full, so I couldn't give her a gospel card then. But when I went to check out, it was a woman that had, she was older than I was, I think, with short hair, tattoos all over. She seemed really exasperated because people were really slow going through the line. And when I was done, I gave her a card. She's looked at it, and she's like, oh, cool. And she stuck it in her pocket, and I turned around and gave the other woman one. In the line,
nice.
I'm telling you, the line was wrapped all the way to the
that
other
was
side
a fruitful
of the store.
Visit.
Yeah, so all those people heard me giving it to her when I did. So I was like, pretty awesome. I went in there for two things, and I got to witness to people and got some awesome deals. So
yeah,
that
it's just
was awesome.
An example of when you walk in the Spirit and you're ready to give an answer, you don't just go buy a loaf of bread. You go witnessing and get a loaf of bread while you're doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all a mindset.
And don't despair, because there may be times you walk out of the store without witnessing.
You can always leave a card somewhere.
Yeah, I was going to say, about the time that I get a little discouraged thinking, oh, I really wanted to witness, times like that happen. So it's pretty awesome.
I like to go, I went to Goodwill today and I left gospel cards. Sometimes I put them in cups. Sometimes I put them in their worldly movie CDs. Yeah. I like to do that. So yeah, spreading the gospel all over the place. And speaking of that, I witnessed to another man. This is a good story. I got my hiking stick. It has Jesus. It says, obey Jesus, repent, and it's got our website on it. I was in Goodwill, and I'm looking at something I was going to buy for the van, and I leaned my stick against the wall. This is funny. And an Anabaptist man, I saw him walk in with his family, rather worldly-looking Anabaptist. He zoomed right over on my stick, and he's looking at it up against the wall like it was for sale. And he's like looking at it, ready to pick it up, and I said, oh, that's mine, sir. He goes, oh, sorry. I said, no problem. I said, hey, are you an Anabaptist? He goes, yeah, we're Mennonites. And he's down here at Pinecraft. This is the vacation resort area. And he got a gospel card. I witnessed to him. He used to be Amish. Then he went to the Mennonites. And I asked him if he's ever tested the Anabaptist faith. And he said, I said, to the word. Have you ever tested to the word? He said, no, I actually never have. That's usually a good sign that person not even born again, because when you're born of God, you test everything to the scripture. So he listened. His young son was there and listened. So that was like perfect timing that he got the gospel and he took the card and he was thankful.
That's awesome.
That was awesome. And then I walk outside and Sister Amon's witnessing to a couple. How did that go, Sister Amon?
Well, they pulled up next to the van. I was sitting by the door there doing something. And they pulled up and he said, we came over to fellowship.
Yeah.
And
we heard that before.
Yeah, he was kind of telling me a little bit about his past, and it was an unbiblical experience he had and stuff.
Yeah, he's like an old ex-hippie. Yeah, went with all these hippie groups and cult groups.
Yeah, so I was able to share the gospel with him, and I was hoping Brother Tupos would come out there because he was an older man and he liked to talk a lot.
Right.
And I don't want to be rude and cut in on a man. I mean, I did kind of bring it to the gospel in a kind way, but it actually is a really good witnessing encounter, and I just want to say this before you say yours. I think it's one that you really want to listen to. Well, we got it linked up at the top in our witnessing post.
Yep,
it's
in
a
our
really
witnessing
good
post
one.
Tonight.
Yeah, because that man liked to just go off on his stories, and you'd be there all day long listening to stories that were from unbiblical groups and this and that. And Brother Tupos was polite about it, but he did cut in, and it's a good one to learn how to gently but boldly.
Yeah, learn to say stuff like this. Let's get back to the gospel. Hey, what about this topic? And steer. I always teach my brothers, steer the conversations. Because if you don't steer and control the conversation, you'll be there for 45 minutes and you'll be hearing about Oprah and football and their past life, and it has nothing to do with the gospel and truth they need.
Yeah.
You got to learn to steer the conversation.
Right?
Notice how our master Jesus always steered the conversations.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, so we got to practice to do that. This man ended up trying to say we're brothers, and I said, well, I'm not so sure about that. And I ended up helping him with a few things that his house was clearly lacking, and he ended up looking at me saying, well, there's 100 things you lack or are unbiblical at. And I said, really? I said, well, I love to learn. Name one. Did he name one, Sister Amon?
No, he said, I don't want to.
He said, I don't want to name anything. He got in his car and he drove off.
Yeah.
So he wants to be our brother. He wants a fellowship, but he doesn't want to walk in the truth of God. We see that all the time.
Yeah, what he tried to do was get that common ground.
Yep.
He tried that, then he tried something else, then he tried something else before he left, and it made me think of how so many of them want to get that common ground, call him brother and stuff.
They want the peace of the holy people.
Right, and it picks at the truth, and it lowers the truth to their level, so like they can have like a little part of the truth without having to reach for it. And I was thinking about this, Galatians 1:8. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you, that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about it. That man agreed with the gospel that I shared in a briefer version.
Right.
And then you came out and expounded on it, and he agreed to it. But you could clearly see they're lying because
he don't want
they
to be held
don't
to
resemble it.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, and then I just wanted to share, it's a good learning lesson, sisters. You know, you get those people that they push back on the truth and they don't want to stand on the truth. 2 John 1:10-11. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is a partaker of his evil deeds.
Yeah.
Brother Tupos had to send this man off without a handshake, without a Godspeed, without a have a good day. He had to send him off with a rebuke.
Yeah.
And you got to be able to learn how to do that in the certain situations for a woman and not feel bad in the flesh.
Yeah, and we do this with the brothers too, like Brothers Ellis and I, Brothers Ellis and Sister Karis, they travel down here with us and we do ministry together. We were at a candlelight preach and I was already talking to the pastor and the two men and I didn't shake any of their hands or anything like that. And Brothers Ellis walked up and right away the men all stuck their hands out. And Brother Zealous was pretty wise, and he said, I'm sorry. He said, I don't think I could shake your hand. I don't know if we agree, and I don't know the situation here. And they kind of looked at him, and I'm sure it's a little offensive at first, but guess what? When you're talking about men that are godly and supposed to be spiritual, that sets the tone, rather than everybody just getting along and all, that sets the tone that truth and doctrine matters. And if we're going to be united, I'll shake your hand if we're united and if we're moving in the right direction. If we're not, you got to be careful of that. So it's kind of like wishing them a good day or Godspeed and all that type of stuff. So, yeah, you got to. Paul says, lay hands quickly on no man, lest you be a partaker of his sins.
Right. And I just want to clarify for sisters, if you meet somebody and you shake their hand in the beginning, you don't know who they are. That's
right.
One thing. So it's this, not like afterwards, if you find out their faults. It's not like you were a partaker of
right.
their deeds if you did it.
The one I talked about, we were standing outside their religious event. The pastor came out, men that were there, and my brother could hear that they were pushing
yeah.
against God's truth. And he said, I don't think I can do that because a handshake is like the right hand of fellowship. It's almost like unity. So, yeah, if you do that in the beginning, that's a little bit different.
And you don't know.
That's more of like a cordial human-to-human greeting. If you do it in the midst of spiritual things and you're not unified, it's kind of like praying with people you don't know. You just don't do that.
Yeah.
It's not biblical and not wise.
Right.
Yeah, so. Yeah, good one. What else, Sister Amma, you got today?
Let me look at my notes because my brain isn't keeping up super fast.
Well, while you're looking, I got something.
Yeah, go for it.
So we gathered. Well, first of all, we put up a witnessing post that's got, I think, 3 or 4 different witnessing experience audios on there, so you can listen to that. Sister Amma's got it linked at the top. And then today, the brothers and I gathered, and we talked about, this is kind of an interesting topic, novice men, it could be novice sisters too, and not rebuking older people or men or pastors when you encounter them. And we were talking about what's proper for your role, your age, your experience, your time in the Lord, versus teaching really harshly and rebuking some people. And we need to do that with wisdom and make sure that we're blameless. You can go listen to that audio. It's up in the Ecclesia page. I thought it was an interesting topic. What do you think, Sister Amma?
Yeah, it's good to dissect all that and always examine yourself to see where you stand, where you're at.
Yeah.
What is your, would you say, position? Is
yeah, yeah, the position, word? Like a modern pastor or a pastor has a position that he is fulfilling, and you want to honor the position because being a pastor is biblical, even though they don't do it biblically. And then if it's an older man, you want to honor an older man just because he's an older man. And then if you're a novice and you don't have standing to teach and rebuke, you got to weigh all of this, and you want to put out what's proper to put out and not overstep your authority.
Right, and that goes for, yeah, like you said, for sisters too, because obviously sisters are not going to be rebuking men.
Or teaching, no.
Yeah, that's a long story to go into. It would be for, like, close sisters to figure out what situations, how far to go. You can't
right.
necessarily delineate that just in a brief
right.
talk. And how old a sister is,
yep.
and who, how much authority she has, does she have authority with her.
And getting behind her
like
authority,
that.
Her husband.
Exactly,
yeah.
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's all like a situation by situation basis.
Yep. So that was a good audio, and that's up in the Ecclesia area as well.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got for us, Sister Amma?
Sisters did another sister audio where we talked about scriptures. We each just kind of picked a word. One sister brought truth. Another one brought born again, new creation, and then another one shared on hope. So
nice.
We have, that up there. And then
Hope and truth and a new creation. What a good combo.
Oh, I know. And then we're thinking about those two sisters. They already picked what they're going to do. I got to think about what mine is for the next one. So
nice.
Thinking about a different way of doing it instead of just a word. I might read a passage and share some thoughts on it.
There you go. We'll see. Yeah, nice.
Yeah,
nice.
We'll see awesome. How that goes.
Awesome.
If we get the days.
Yeah, yeah. We did add a bunch of studies from Young Brother Kuo. Those are up in the edification area as well, the ecclesia area as well. He's been working on a lot of his own studies and sharing them with us, and they're very edifying to see the truth coming out from a young believer who's being very studious and studying the word and all that. So that's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty exciting to see those go up.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And yeah.
Good studies and making full proof of thy ministry.
Amen. Amen.
And that, hey, that's something you said to that man there, too. I thought this was really good. You said, help me out here. You said, what's your ministry? And he said, basically, that he prays unceasingly and everything.
He walks in the Spirit, he said.
Yeah, and you said, that's just your reasonable service.
Yeah.
I thought that was a pretty good
He'd been
one.
A believer since 1969.
Yeah,
that's over 50
71.
Years.
So
he's 71,
yeah.
And I said, he said, well, I just walk in the Spirit, walk around, and I said, well, that's your reasonable service. What's your ministry as far as preaching the gospel, making disciples, teaching them to obey? What part of that are you doing? What did he hand you, Sister Amon?
He gave me this, it's like, I don't know if it's real leather or not.
No,
but
it's
looks
not.
Like it looks like a little leather 4x6 bound gospels.
Matthew,
so
Mark, Luke, and John.
Yeah, and I'm going to look up the website that's in there. It obviously isn't going to be biblical. If
so that's all he does is he hands out the Gospels, which, awesome, God's Word is great, but he's not, like, involved in biblical ministry in any way. He has no resources to send people to. He has no ministry. Make full proof of your ministry. A 71-year-old man walks up. He has no proof that he's been doing ministry for years. That's not making proof of your ministry.
Yeah, and to hand me that, and then he gave an unbiblical testimony,
yep.
Which I'm not even going to go into, but
yeah.
That's basically, if that's what he does for witnessing, this yeah. is not a good thing.
So our job is to talk to these people, encourage them in truth, show them areas they're lacking, and see if they have ears to hear and eyes to see. He didn't.
Mm-hmm.
His wife, as soon as we talked about some biblical holiness, she was like, I'm out of here. She went to the car.
She didn't even say a word to
and
me.
He
smiled at her. And she
he obviously doesn't see all Bible teaching as important, so there's no point in going on. Hopefully some of that truth will prick his conscience, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Sister Amon, do you have some scripture verses to share with us on a word you picked?
I do. I picked the word foolish.
Foolish.
Yeah. So I thought I would read those. Just because there's so much foolishness in the world, it's not something we want. Psalm 38:5. All right. It says what it says. My wounds stink, and they are corrupt because of my foolishness.
Ooh, that's a hard one to bear.
Isn't it interesting how the Word of God is like, it's got basic words in there.
Your
it's
wounds
not like,
stink, yeah.
And it really says a lot. It's like that one with gravel in your teeth or something like
yep,
that.
Yeah.
You can feel it while you're reading it. Psalm 69:5. O God, thou knowest my foolishness, and my sins are not hid from thee. Yeah, that's good to realize that.
Amen.
Because maybe that will humble us. Proverbs 9:13. A foolish woman is clamorous. She is simple and knoweth nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't want to be that, sisters. Proverbs 14:7. Go from the presence of a foolish man when thou perceivest not in him the lips of knowledge.
Yeah.
That would be kind of go along with the hearers,
yep.
The people who won't hear.
Yep, exactly.
And the mockers.
Yep.
So when you perceive that he doesn't have the lips of knowledge or ears to hear or eyes to see, we're going to go from that presence. Otherwise, we'd be wasting our time.
Oh, yeah.
Matthew 25:2-3. And five, this is about the foolish virgins. And five of them were wise and five were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them.
No oil. They didn't even have any. They didn't prepare in any way.
No, we don't want to be foolish.
That's
like that.
Faith and works right there. They had nothing.
Yeah.
Not
James,
good.
James teaches us about that.
Amen.
Romans 1:21. Because that, when they knew God, They glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened.
Yeah, foolishness will definitely darken your life, no doubt about it.
1 Corinthians 1:20. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made the foolish the wisdom of this world? And it made me think of this, which I'm going to wrap the foolish thing up with. Luke 16:15. This isn't about foolishness, but it kind of rebukes foolishness in a way. And he said unto them, ye are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knoweth your hearts. For that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of God.
Yeah, oh, that's so true. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, foolishness. Oh, the Bible says the fool in his heart says there is no God. That's the ultimate foolishness. And then there's many ways to live foolish by not honoring God's word, obeying God's word, seeking God's word.
Yeah, go search on fool or foolish or foolishness and just see how many things are in there. It's a good reminder of what not to do or be.
Yeah, because God's word gives us wisdom and knowledge and obviously experience as we live it out. There's no reason for us to be foolish, walking around in foolishness if we claim him.
Right, amen. Yeah.
That's awesome. Good stuff. Tomorrow, we are staying around this area, and I got a couple van projects I got to work on, and I'm hoping to get a revelation, next revelation verse by verse study done. So hopefully that's going to be my goal. And I have a false teacher testing I got to get done that I promised somebody I would get it done and send it to them. So I think for me, tomorrow's going to be a pretty busy day. What is on your plan, Sister Amin, if the Lord gives us tomorrow? What do you want to get done?
I might venture under the bed, for one thing.
Do some organizing?
That means tear everything out from under there. And, yeah, as we're in warmer weather, I can remove some of the blankets.
Oh, that's true. I got to put some of my colder gear away. Yeah, we got to reorganize for basically down here in the wintertime now where it's not going to be ever cold where we are. So we get to shift our cold gear away.
Yeah, so it's just one of those things. You pull it all out. Just like reorganizing your closet, only mine is under the bed.
Yep.
And so I'm going to be doing that. I want to work on some more notes for a couple audios with sisters and stuff like that. And amen. There's always things to do.
That's awesome. Yeah, we'll definitely find ways to redeem the time.
Definitely. And I'm hoping we're somewhere we'd be able to share the gospel with somebody.
Oh, yeah, we're always open to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, even at a park, when you plaster signs around the van, you just go about your business doing your things while you got to get them done, and people just walk up. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, seekers just come walking right up. People go, what are you all about? And that's awesome.
That's another thing I've been sitting there pondering is seeing the seekers who want to hear and the people who don't want to hear, and how long do you go on sharing the truth of God with them? I'm just saying, it's one of those things I've been pondering and looking back at some of the situations I've had and being aware of it going forward to make sure I'm going to redeem the time and not be wasting my pearls, but yet not withholding from somebody who might actually want it.
Yeah, I like to use the example of how long would you try to feed a homeless person, a beggar, that wasn't hungry? Would you keep bringing them food, keep bringing them food, keep bringing them food? No, what you would do is say, I'll go find a hungry beggar and give him some food in the gospel.
Yeah.
You wouldn't keep giving the same person the food.
Yeah, and you don't sit there and try to give them a different food. Or maybe try this kind of food. Or what about that one?
Nope,
maybe
they're not hungry. Move on.
Kind of like that one guy, that false guy was saying, it's not very palatable how you're doing it. It's like we're not here to be palatable. We're here to be truthful.
Yeah, the man today told me I was a little bit too challenging and bold. And I said, well, you've been a believer since 1969, which is over 50 years, and you still don't have the basics of the faith right. Maybe your way, he was talking about evangelism, personal friendship evangelism, getting to know people, being softer. I said, maybe your way doesn't work, and you need a little bit more bold approach, and he didn't have much to say to that. No, 50 years, and he's not in the basics of the faith.
No, right.
Something's going on there.
Yep.
Do you have a last scripture verse for us, Sister Amin?
I do. I think only one time I didn't.
That's it. You're doing pretty good.
I'm doing pretty good. 1 Peter 1:13-16. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy.
I like that. Yeah. I went in the thrift store today, and that verse reminds me, I found a really good deal. My old belt is getting pretty worn out, and it looks like it's ready to rip in half. I found another belt, a brand new belt, for a really good deal. It's like $3, and it helps me gird up my loins. Physical
nice.
Loins.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got a verse here, and I know people won't believe we always say this. I picked this verse. I didn't know the verse and I didn't know what you were doing. Check this out. Ready?
Oh.
We did not know which verse is. This always happens. Titus 3, 3 through 6. For we ourselves, well, wait, before I talk about that, the brothers and I were talking about when we're witnessing, it's really important to stay humble, remember where we've come from, and to not view ourselves as better than anyone else around us. We don't want to be like that Pharisee with the publican. Oh, I think I'm not. Thank you, Lord. I'm not like him. Mm-hmm. We want to be really humble and make sure that we're not like that. So I looked up this verse. Titus 3, 3 through 6. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving diverse lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. Yeah, that was us, right? Mm-hmm. But after that time, the kindness of the love of God, our Savior, toward men appeared, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us, the washing and regeneration, renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior. So it's just a good thing to remember. Stay humble. We can be bold. We can preach. Yeah, we can correct. We can rebuke when need be. But we got to remember where we came from, the glory of God that brought us out of it, and then do not consider ourselves better than people around us. We're different. I always tell people, I'm not better than anybody, but I'm definitely different by the truth and power of God.
Yeah, amen.
And so you got to make, street preaching can give you, we see a lot of arrogant, prideful street preachers that think they're better than everybody.
Oh,
in fact, most
horrible.
Of them are that way.
Yeah.
And we have to do it with meekness and humbleness. And remember that. Let's talk about that as we close here. Meekness. Jesus said the meek shall inherit the earth. Meek isn't soft and weak. Meek is fully submitted under God's word and his spirit, doing his will, which is loving God, loving your neighbor. So that's what meekness is. Jesus was meek. Moses was meek. But they were bold men of God that stood up for the truth. So think about meekness and not considering yourself better than anyone else around you. Humility and meekness.
Right. Amen.
Really important.
Wasn't that long ago we were.
Amen.
Them.
Yeah. That's all I got, Sister Amin. Anything else?
No, I'm just thankful for those who love the Lord, who are willing to lay down their life and follow after him, and they're done counting the cost, and they're willing to just give it all away for him because he's worthy.
Amen. And I want to just do a praise report. It's awesome to know a young couple striving in van life and preaching the gospel. And it's awesome to know other brothers and sisters that are striving in the faith that we get to edify. And I have a praise report. A man that I've been communicating with, who I met while I was out street preaching, he met Sister Amin and I at a festival. Him and I have been in communication. He is determined to strive for the kingdom of God. He sadly lost his best friend in a car accident, and it really opened up his eyes. He started thinking about a lot of the things him and I talked about months ago when we met and when I was street preaching. And him and I are going to be studying the Word of God together, helping him learn about what God expects of him, how to seek the kingdom of God. So that's pretty exciting. I'm just giving a praise report for that.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Whenever that happens, I get to help different people along their journey, and that is always exciting. So I just wanted to do a praise report and say I'm thankful that God put him in our path, and I think we're pretty blessed, Sister Amin.
Amen. I pray he presses on.
Yep. I think we're highly favored, too.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
Because God uses us, and we're just tools. We're just his tools.
Just vessels for his use.
Imperfect pottery that he keeps filling up.
Yeah, I'm glad he ain't smashed us to pieces.
Amen.
Yet.
Yeah, amen.
Yeah, I'm thankful for that. He can keep molding us.
Amen. All right, we're going to leave it right there. Remember, strive on for the kingdom. That word strive, Luke 13, means fight.
Yeah.
Fight. The kingdom of God in Christ is worthy.
Amen.
Love y'all.
May God be praised.